Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Yevamos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Pesach Moshe ben Rabbi Ezer Zalman, his neshama should have an aliyah. And Le'ilui Nishmas, Reb Meir ben Rabbi Mordechai, his neshama should have an aliyah. And we continue what we started in the previous Mishnah, that when a man lives with a woman, it doesn't make a difference if it's b'shayeg, b'mezid, b'aynus, or b'ratzayin. It's considered 100% them living together. So Mishnah Beis tells us, v'chein ha'bal achas mikol arayas b'tayra, if someone lives with one of the arayas that's listed in the Torah that he's not allowed to live with, or if this relationship is considered possible, kigain, for example, almana l'kain gadol, a widow marrying a kain gadol, grusha v'chalitza l'kain hedyot, a woman who is divorced, or she got chalitza, marrying a kain hedyot, mamzeres and nesin l'Yisrael, bas Yisrael or mamzer l'nasin. So in all these scenarios, pasal, this woman now becomes pasal from eating truma. And v'loy chalak bin bia l'bia, there's no differentiation between different types of bia. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, almana l'kain gadol, grusha v'chalitza l'kain hedyot. Let's say we have an almana to a kain gadol, or a grusha and a chalutza to a kain hedyot. So minha erusin, if there was just erusin, meaning he was just mekadesh her, and they did not get 100% married, still lo yechel betruma, she's automatically now allowed to eat truma, which means if her father's a kayin, and she usually eats truma in her parents' home, she's not allowed to eat truma anymore, because this kiddushin is pasul. She's not allowed to marry this man who gave her kiddushin. However, Reb Lazar and Reb Shimon allow her to eat truma, because since she isn't fully married yet, and she only accepted kiddushin, so she's allowed to continue eating truma. Now, in his armlu, in his garshu, let's say she became an almana, her husband died, or she became divorced. So mina nisuin, if she had already gotten fully married to this person, and then she got divorced or he died, psulois, so this woman is possible from eating truma. However, mina erusin, if it's only mina erusin, meaning she only received kiddushin from him, they never fully got married, and then he died or divorced her, ksheirois, so then this woman is allowed to eat truma, again, if her father is a kaihain. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with more scenarios with Mishnah Dalet and Hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.